This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 424 for Tuesday, June 8th. I'm Glenn Halleck. New crop canola ice futures are pushing higher on Tuesday, while old crop July continues to retreat. The July contract is down $16.60 at $865.80 per ton. New crop November rises $2.60 at $774.20, and the January contract gains $3 at $772.60. Despite the gains in canola, a trader says someone is deliberately holding back prices. The trader says, quote, "There's no real reason why they should be. There's a source of money out there, whatever it may be, suppressing the canola price," unquote. The trader estimates that canola today is lagging behind Chicago soy oil by $14 per ton and by about $50 per ton over the last couple of weeks. Canola is getting spillover from strong gains in the Chicago soy complex, with additional support from increases in European rapeseed. There are declines in Malaysian palm oil. Rain is in the forecast for the next 3 days for the eastern prairies, with expectations for 15 to 35 millimeters, with perhaps 50 in some localized areas. Central and northern Alberta received 5 to 15 millimeters yesterday. After gaining yesterday, the Canadian dollar is dropping back, with the loonie at 82.58 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 82.83. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly crop progress report yesterday afternoon. As of June 6, the first soybean crop ratings of 2021 are 67% good to excellent, which is down 5 points from a year ago. The USDA says corn comes in at 72% good to excellent, dropping 4 points on the week. U.S. winter wheat rates 50% good to excellent, a gain of 2 points. Also, the first harvest numbers are in, and 2% of the winter wheat is in the bin. The USDA reports a 5-point drop in spring wheat conditions at 38% good to excellent. This time last year, spring wheat was 82%. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday. The July contract jumps 20 cents at $15.80 per bushel. July soy oil is up 1.25 cents at 72.08 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $2.90 at 389.80 per hundredweight. Corn futures are slightly higher on Tuesday, with the July contract up a penny at 6.80 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with the July contract rising 6 cents at 408. Wheat futures are mixed on Tuesday, as Chicago July gains a nickel at 685. Kansas City July is up 2.5 cents at 632.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July retreats 15 cents at 770. That's a look at the ice futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, June 8th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.